Good morning. A pleasant start to the day across interior New York and New England, temperature wise, under partly sunny skies. We do have areas of fog in some spots, especially in mountain valleys, but most everyone waking up in the upper 50s and lower to mid 60s early this morning. We'll have a mostly dry day today with high pressure in control, both at the surface and aloft, although a deepening trough of low pressure over the Ohio and Tennessee valleys will tend to lead to some cloud cover building later in the afternoon, with just the outside risk of a scattered shower or thunderstorm, primarily in the Mohawk Valley and maybe parts of the western Catskills. Still, enough sunshine across the region to push temperatures into the lower to mid-80s for afternoon highs. With that trough in place for most of the week, we'll look for some unsettled weather from time to time. A spoke of energy will rotate through the trough and shear off to our west during the day on Tuesday. As a result, we'll have partly cloudy skies on Monday night with the risk of a shower or thunderstorm and lows in the lower to mid-60s, and then the risk of that scattered shower or thunderstorm as that energy passes by during the day on Tuesday, otherwise a bit more humid with a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the middle 80s. As we get into the day on Wednesday, that's when we'll see our best chance of showers and thunderstorms as more energy ejects out of the trough from the Ohio Valley. With that energy passing by, acting on a warm and humid environment, showers and thunderstorms will be likely, but highs will once again reach into the middle 80s. Behind that energy, we'll have partly sunny skies on Thursday and Friday. Still the risk of a couple of scattered showers or thunderstorms with that trough still in the Great Lakes as temperatures reach back into the lower to mid-80s once again. As we get into next weekend, we'll put a few scattered showers and thunderstorms in the forecast just because of the proximity of that trough, but most of it will have lifted out by then, so we'll look for a mix of sun and clouds otherwise with highs staying in the middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an upper-level trough over the eastern half of the U.S., as well as a front and ample moisture, will lead to rain and thunderstorms in the southeast and mid-Atlantic. Rain will also increase in the lower Mississippi Valley and Ohio Valley, and locally heavy rainfall is possible. The greatest chance of flash flooding will be in the lower Mississippi Valley through tonight. Meanwhile, the western United States will continue to see warmer than average temperatures through the beginning of the week under an upper level ridge. Heat advisories are scattered throughout the west, with excessive heat watches in the northern Great Basin for today and tomorrow, where it may reach 100 degrees. Overnight lows are forecast to be warm as well, with record high minimum temperatures possible. Poor air quality could be an issue across parts of the west, and scattered monsoonal thunderstorms will be possible in the southwest, mainly in the afternoon and evening each day. At Mount Washington early this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility in fog, 44 degrees, with a northwest wind at 26 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 37 degrees. In Albany this morning, partly sunny skies and 60 degrees, the dew point 57, 90% relative humidity, a southwest wind at 2 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.15 inches and holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 80s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo, increasing clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 81 degrees, the low 61, the average temperature 71, that's 1 degree below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 4.72 inches for the month, which is now 86 hundredths of an inch above normal, and 22.06 inches for the year, which is 37 hundredths of an inch below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low, 62, the record high, 100, set in 1933, and the record low, 44, in 1968. Sunrise this morning was at 5:45 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:18 p.m., 14 hours and 33 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lower to mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley, and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-80s. A bit muggy with a few scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today, and highs in the lower 80s. A few scattered showers and storms tonight in the lower to mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers or thunderstorms tonight in the lower to mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy with a shower, perhaps a thunderstorm tonight, with lows in the lower to middle 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, increasing clouds, chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the mid-80s. Showers and thunderstorms likely on Wednesday, otherwise mostly cloudy and muggy in the mid-80s. Humid, warmer Thursday with a few scattered showers and storms in the upper 80s. A few showers and storms possible Friday and Saturday, but mostly dry and partly sunny in the mid-80s. And still the risk of a shower or thunderstorm Sunday, otherwise partly sunny with highs in the mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.